And away we go on this Tuesday, September the 17th, 2019. Scott Spears along with you for the ride, 13 minutes past the hour. And I just have to say that yesterday, I hope everybody's back who listened to this program. Now, this program is live Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Well, 8:15 until 10 a.m. And yesterday we had so many calls and learned so many things together that I hope this is the type of program we're able to do. I like doing the trivia, and of course I like having guests on the program, and we will continue that. But the conversation we had yesterday in regard to Tecumseh, in regard to the church on Polane Road and Likens, or Polane Road, you know, what is the intersection there? Likens Road, Polane Road and Likens Road. We talked about so many things yesterday, and I think learned in the process. Now, the only thing we need to keep that going is you folks calling in. We talked about a possible return of Tradio, which, you know, we're still looking at that, so hopefully the more calls that come in and the more suggestions that come in, we'll be able to continue in that route. But as long as people keep calling in, and as long as people know when this program is on, Monday through Friday between 8:10 and 10 a.m., we'll be able to have conversations like that, and we'll be able to keep things going and keep local Marion alive here in Marion. So I hope we have as good a morning this morning as we had yesterday morning, because I thought we had a tremendous morning. Now, I wanted to start off by talking to you a little bit yesterday about restaurants in Marion and where to eat. It was just a many varied subjects, I guess is what we'll say. So I'll start off by saying the phone lines are open, 15 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. If there is anything you want to talk about, any topic that you would like to hear discussed, give me a call, because this happens kind of interestingly. When you call in and bring up a topic like Tecumseh or like a church or something that has to do with Marion, or maybe even something that doesn't have to do with Marion, people are listening to the show, and maybe they have information that I don't have, and they can call in and fill in the gaps, you know, in that particular way. So if there's anything that anybody is interested in having information on, give us a call, and we can start the subject today, 740-383-9944. Now, of course, one of the topics from yesterday that is continuing over is, should we do a Tradio type of program? Because I believe the last Tradio program, if I'm not mistaken, aired here in Marion on June the 21st. So it has been off the air now, dark, for just about 3 months. Now, we could do that type of show here on WWGH Radio, but the fear and the reason that we have not done it is because we don't know if people will know that it's on, if people will find it, and people will be interested in listening to it. But outside of people listening to it, you've got to have people calling into it, selling stuff, or there's not much to listen to. So that becomes the problem. So again, this morning, for 2 hours, we're going to be taking suggestions and seeing what the interest is in returning a Tradio-type program to the airwaves here on WWGH Radio. Now, I don't know what time of day it would be on. It might be evening rather than morning. It might not be 5 days a week to start out. Maybe if it became popular, it would be 5 days a week. But what are your thoughts on returning that type of program to the air? And do you think the people who used to call into that program or a new group of people would find the program on this station and start to call in? Let me know your thoughts. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open at this particular point. Now, also one of the things we talked about yesterday was Tecumseh. the old Tecumseh plan here in Marion. And that turned into a very interesting subject because there was so much that went on there. And we actually had a gentleman call in right before we went off the air yesterday who said that he worked at Tecumseh and they paid the best wages in Marion. Plant wages, I guess is what was said. And that it wasn't a horrible place to work. Now, I did a little research. Now, if you go to YouTube, if you guys have internet at home, and you go to YouTube and you search Tecumseh, Marion, Ohio, you will get a news story from Channel 4. It's about a 5-minute news story from 1984 when they announced the Tecumseh plant was closing. And I don't know who the reporter was. It's in the story. Doug Adair and whoever his co-anchor was at the time introduced the story. But essentially, they talked about how the plant was closing in 1984. And they talked about how there had been this riot in 1983. Now, what is interesting about this footage on YouTube is that you see the old Tecumseh plant. That's interesting, for one, because it's no longer there. You can't see it in Marion. And also, you see them talking to some of the employees. You see some of the damage. They actually had pictures and video of the riot that happened in 1983 with the police coming in and arresting people and broken windows and things of that nature. And they talked to the union steward at that time, the union leader, I believe is what they called him for Tecumseh, who was kind of leading that strike in 1983, which led to the closure of Tecumseh in 1984. But it's an interesting story, so just go to YouTube and type in Tecumseh, Marion, Ohio, and you'll get that story. Now, I say all that to say this. We do know, because of this story, that the union leader was a man named Gary Graham. Now, I assume that Gary Graham was a local guy because he was the union leader at Tecumseh. Now, does anybody know, or maybe he's out there listening, does anybody know a Gary Graham in Marion, Ohio, who's involved with unions or was involved with unions in the 80s? Who was doing this at Tecumseh, or anybody who had friends, neighbors, relatives, or yourself worked at Tecumseh, do any of you have recollections of working with this Gary Graham, who was the union leader at Tecumseh when they closed up? Because they did talk to him in this Channel 4 story on YouTube. So are there any memories of that riot that happened in 83, which led to the closure of Tecumseh in 1984, or any memories of this man, Gary Graham, or any memories of the police showing up at the Tecumseh and windows being broken and all that went into that? And if memory serves me right, I also believe there was a riot in the 60s. That was pretty bad. And I think it happened at the Tecumseh plant. But I'm not totally sure. After I got off the air yesterday, I got to thinking, I don't know if that riot in the 60s was at the Tecumseh plant or if it was at another plant. I don't know. Was it at the Shovel? Was it at another area in Marion? Does anybody remember a pretty violent factory riot that would have happened in Marion probably in the early to late 1960s? It may not have been Tecumseh. Also, in that vein, does anybody remember any kind of a riot or disagreement that happened at any of these other plants, like the Shovel in Marion at that time? Because it's part of our history, and I think to get some of this stuff down is kind of interesting. So, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any input on any of these things, do you remember anything about the Tecumseh plant? Do you remember anything about the circumstances that led to the closure? Do you remember anything in general in that vein? It's interesting history, to be sure. Now, another question I thought I would bring up this morning is, Marianne had a lot of things going on in the 1980s. I think the 1980s were kind of a changing period for Marianne. A matter of fact, I remember there was a slogan at one point, something about last one, leave the lights out, or last one, turn the lights off, or something like that. Does anybody remember that slogan in Marianne that went on in the 1980s, last one, turn the lights out? What did that relate to? What was the point of that story? Obviously, it had something to do with energy, but I don't really know what the story behind that was, why that became a slogan, last one, turn the lights out. And was that exactly what the slogan was in the 1980s? Does anybody remember that particular time or why that was going on? Because I don't recall that, but I know it happened. So, any information on that? 740-383-9944. So, the subjects this morning are Tecumseh, which is continuing over from yesterday, the Tecumseh plan here in Marion, and the slogans and the things that went on in the 1980s that led to a lot of the current situations that we are in right now. So, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Give us a ring. We'll put you up on the air directly, and we'll talk about these things. Or is there anything else that's a part of Marian history that has a great interest for you? Now, I know one of the things that is always of great interest to people is the Crystal Lake Amusement Park. That always has a lot of, I don't know, it's a unique thing because it's been gone for so long that it's interesting that people still refer back to it in such a pleasant way. Now, the Crystal Lake Amusement Park was located on Route 4, and they did have a roller coaster and some other things. Is there anybody out there who would have attended the Crystal Lake Amusement Park, or anybody out there who has memories of the Crystal Lake Amusement Park, maybe given by their friends, family, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles? Anybody out there? 740-383-9944. And also a roller rink that was tied in with that as time went on. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, sir. I'm calling in reference to your Tecumseh.
Oh, go ahead.
In 1984, when they decided to leave, and when they had their disturbance, it was only because they decided to bring in non-union people to drive the trucks through the gate, and they knew that would upset the union. If they just sit down and negotiated on an even plane, then that would not have been necessary. And what it also did was to give the Tecumseh a way out of Marion, because this was the time period when they were losing their world market share to China. So therefore, they had excess factory usage. So this would give them a way out.
So what the main disagreement in 83 was that they were trying to hire non-union truck drivers.
No, that is what that the and benefit. But what when you're out there on the picket line, you know, you do not want people to cross that picket line. And what the company did was to bring in truck drivers.
Oh, okay.
Who would drive the truck.
So that's what caused the violence in 83.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. So did you work at Tecumseh at the time, or were you just in Marion?
I was an employee.
You were an employee? What was that? Because I just saw this news story. You ought to take a look at this on YouTube if you haven't seen it. You just type Tecumseh and Marion, Ohio, and it'll come up. Mm-hmm. But it looks like there were broken windows and there were police escorting people off the property. Mm-hmm. What led to the violence? I understand the unhappiness, but what happened that led to windows being broken and all of this?
With the company taking trucks out of there with their, as what they call scab drivers, non-union people.
Mm. So after that, when you guys went back to work after this, what was the atmosphere like in that year before they closed up?
Well, it's always, what do you say, there's a tension because of what you went through, you know.
Absolutely. Now, when I just have a few more, because I think this is interesting. A lot of people have, how many years were you in at Tecumseh?
I went there in 1970.
Now, yeah. that the years of the 70s and the early 80s, how were things then?
Well, like I say, it was a decent place to work. It had good wages. But, you know, like I said, when you have a union and a company, if they don't agree, there's going to be problems.
Now, Tecumseh the idea there was they made air compressors for like refrigerators and air conditioners and things like that.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
the day they closed, were you there when they closed up?
Yes.
When that came down, when they decided to close in 84, what was that like?
Well, it's sort of heartbreaking to know that you're losing your job, your security.
Absolutely. What was the last day like? Did you stay until they closed the doors?
No, I was laid off.
Laid off.
I got laid off then.
Was it hard to find a job when they went under?
Well, you know, I recall that I went to work immediately somewhere else, but I also think need to point that, you know, and a lot of people, you'll get to arguing about union and non-union, stuff like that, and a union will have a good place. They did get maybe too strong at times. But
now,
the people of Whirlpool, I think, need to look at this as the fact that what Tecumseh did back then, okay, it gave Whirlpool a heads up on what they had to do so that they would not become unionized.
Oh, I see. Now, did you ever have any dealings with this Gary Graham, the union leader?
No, I really didn't. I had some dealings with some of the other unions.
And were they a pretty friendly union to work for?
Well, yeah. They, like I say, everybody has their, you know, issues or whatever.
Huh.
No, it was, like I say, it was necessary because at that time, the Tecumseh, they were not willing to give you anything. You more or less had to negotiate it with them.
Now, was management okay there? Were they a pretty good group there?
It was like anywhere else. You got your good ones, you got your bad ones.
Okay. Now, were the hours okay? Was there a lot of overtime?
No, not unless you wanted it, I guess. I wasn't forced to work any.
Well, that's fascinating. And when the riots were going on, when things were being busted up, how long were you guys out without paychecks while that was going on?
It seemed to me like it was, I'm not sure, like maybe a 4 or 6 week period.
6 week. Now, what do you do for 6 weeks when you're not getting a paycheck?
Well, I would say I did everything wrong.
I can understand. Well, I appreciate the information. That's fascinating to get it firsthand. I thank you for listening and calling in.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Now, see, there you go. That's just what I like on this program. Something like that. I love a caller like that because I was not there. I don't know what went on the inside. I don't know what went on the outside, and there you go. So apparently that's why the strike became violent, and I remember them calling them scabs. I think they still call people who try to break union scabs, but Tecumseh apparently tried to hire non-union people to drive their trucks so their business could keep going, and that led to the riots in 1983, which apparently led to the closure or the moving of the Tecumseh plant here in Marion in 1984. Now, does anybody have anything to add on what the caller just said or any more information in regard to Tecumseh? Because that is fascinating, the old Tecumseh plant here in Marion. 740-383-9944. Now remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else. So just keep on calling in and we'll eventually get you up on the air. 740-383-9944. This does bring up an interesting question as it relates to unions, because a lot of people feel that unions are what led to the closure of the Tecumseh plant. And as the caller just said, Whirlpool obviously is not unionized, and maybe that's the reason, because of what happened over at Tecumseh. Now, what do you think about that? And I don't think any of these plants in Marion, to my knowledge, are unionized. I don't think USY is unionized. I don't think that... Well, I don't know. Are there any plants, to your knowledge, in Marion that are unionized, that have a union? Are there any more plants in Marion, Ohio, that have a union? Now, I do think the shovel had a union, the Marion Power Shovel. Now, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong there. Does anybody remember, does anybody have any relatives, friends, so on and so forth, who worked at the Marion Power Shovel and can tell us, were they unionized, and did they have some of the problems that the Tecumseh plan had? And what were the conditions like at the Marion Power Shovel? And to be honest, I really don't know why the shovel closed. I don't know what the exact circumstance was there, but I'm sure there's somebody out there listening who knows that answer. And my guess is, and my feeling always has been, that the closure of the Marion Power Shovel was maybe even a bigger deal than the closure of the Tecumseh plant. So does anybody have that information? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What led to the closure of Marion Power Shovel? And did they have a union at the Marion Power Shovel? Because that was the place to work in Marion for a long, long time if you wanted a good wage. You could do well there. I know there was also Central Soya. That was a place where a lot of people worked where they could make a good wage. I don't know if that was unionized. Don't really know the particulars on that story, but let's see what we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
Yes, they did have a union. My brother, my father-in-law was president of it 2 years in the 50s.
Oh, at the Power Shovel?
Yes.
Now, did they have any issues like what went on at Tecumseh?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you that, but I know he was president of it twice.
Do you know why the shovel closed up?
No, I don't. That was the biggest concern of mine. I didn't understand why it wasn't, because I thought they were doing great guns, you know, for a while.
Yeah, that was my understanding. Well, maybe somebody out there listening will tell us, but I appreciate the information about the union.
And thank you for being on. You're bringing Mary Ohio back on the map.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You are. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Well, I hope we're having a good time here in the mornings, because I like having conversations like this, because I learn right along with you. I don't come in here with any notes or information, so I have to depend on you, the callers, to be here to help me fill in the gaps, because I was not around when this was going on. Does anybody know what led to the closure of the Marion Power Shovel? Now, I know there were a lot of stories. I heard stories about a union, which I was never really sure if that was true or not, that there was more wages, higher wages that were wanted. I heard stories about it was just cheaper to do things overseas. I've even heard stories that it was mismanaged, but I really don't know what happened there. So let's hope we can find out. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I worked at B.F. Goodrich, and they was union out at Dream Camp.
Oh, really?
Okay? Yes, and it was a good place to work. We made good wages like Tecumseh. But about every 3 years, we was out on strike, okay? Oh. No matter what the company offered, it wasn't good enough, usually, for our union. They thought they needed more. Don't get me wrong, you need a union. But if it's fair, you know, you got to take it. But we would take it 4 weeks to 10 to 16 weeks. Every 3 years, this happened. Okay? So when they did close down, I went to Whirlpool out there and worked for them. I knew what they paid when they started. I knew the things they was going to give you. Okay? And they don't want no union. And if they ever put a union in out to Whirlpool, they will shut down. They will leave in a heartbeat. Yeah, I know that for a fact.
Now, do you think that was because they don't want a union, or because they saw what happened with Tecumseh and B.F. Goodrich?
I think Tecumseh and Goodrich, they got too powerful. Like they wanted to try to tell the company, and, you know, when you're workers, you don't know the whole story about everything. You think you do, and everybody thinks they need more money, of course, you know. But like the shovel and Tecumseh, between both of them, I think they employed over 5,000 men and women in this town. I know they's all past 2,000 at one time, and we was a small plant. We was only 300 out there at one time. But what I'm saying is, on a lot of companies are fair, pretty fair, and the bottom line is you got to look at the whole picture. Like, you've got to be fair. Like our Congress right now up there in Washington, they're not being fair to Trump. They dislike Trump a lot. Okay, that can be. But you've got to be fair when you're trying to pass something. The bottom line is, I might not personally like you, but I've got to be fair. And that's the problem today. Up there in Washington, they're voting no on everything. That's not doing your job. That's not right. If Trump don't have the right color tie on, he don't look right, you know. And you can dislike somebody, but you've got to be fair, you know. You can't be jealous.
Well,
the man made money, and you can't be, you know, like the 1%, a couple of your candidates saying the rich is going to pay, and not that I'm rich, because I'm not, but they're going to pay for this and that. If you've got the brains or the skill to do things, you can't hold that against people that's made their money. You can't do it, because it's a free country. You can do anything you want in this country. I love this country, and I get very upset on this Pledge of Allegiance thing, and at our athletes and stuff that take a knee. Listen, if you don't like this country, the money that you make, you should get on the boat and get out of the United States.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because we had this call yesterday, and I've always felt this too, because I believe that one of the problems in Marion, and it's a problem in America as well, but we're talking about Marion here, is that I hear people complain so much about what's going on in Marion. Well, I think, you know, there are a lot of other places to live if you don't like it.
Yes.
I want to say this, because there's nothing wrong with constructive criticism. We do want our community to be better, so that's okay. But if you're just complaining and not doing anything about it and not saying it'll get better, I don't understand that. If I really didn't think it could get better and I really felt Marion was a bad place, I would have left a long time ago.
I would have too. When I went to Whirlpool, we had a lot of people with ditch, like any place. And I told them, go up there, sign your pink slip, and leave, and go get you another job. There's a lot of factories around town here. Go get your job. If you're so good, go get your job. Nothing's holding you back. You know, it's free. You can go. But people, there's a lot of complainers. And you can't live an excuse world. You cannot live an excuse world. You cannot blame everybody else but yourself.
That's
you know that.
That's true. That's right on the money. I thank you for calling in and participating. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, see, and that's a good point because, well, we learned a lot there. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 43 minutes past the hour here. Call in. If the line's busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying to call in, and we will get you on the air, 740-383-9944. But the interesting thing there is we had the B.F. Goodrich plant. Here and just outside of Marion, and they were unionized according to our last caller there, and apparently that did not always go well. Now we all hear the arguments against unions, and a lot of people have the arguments for unions. It's tricky because a lot of people are fired. Ohio is a no-fault state, so if any employer can go in any day and pretty much fire you for any reason, and you have to deal with those consequences. Now, that's where I feel a union is probably a good idea because you have a little bit of job protection. But then we have the problems where a lot of plants will be let out of the city because of unions that are a little heavy-handed. But I don't. It's a tricky situation, let's put it that way. But does anybody know what led the Marion Power Shovel to close their doors and leave Marion? Does anybody know the definitive reason? I'm sure there are a lot of people who work there or who had friends or family members who work there who possibly have heard these stories. What led to the end of the Marion Power Shovel? Now, we know maybe what we were told through newspapers and things like that, but what was the scuttlebutt inside the Marion Power Shovel that led to this event? Because it's kind of interesting that this business, which so many people depended on and so many people loved, went away, and have we really examined why they went away? Do we know? 740-383-9944. I think it was in the 80s that the power shovel closed. Am I right about that? Somebody call in and let me know. Because I don't... I know that Tecumseh went out in 84, and I think the shovel went out around that same time period. But I don't know for sure. But that could be a really... that could explain a lot of the bad times in Marion in the 1980s. And it comes back to this saying that we had, last one, turn the light out. Or it was something like that. That was a slogan in Marion in the 80s. And I never really understood what that slogan, where that came from. What was the idea behind that slogan? What was it supposed to do? Does anybody know about that? 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open, 46 and a half minutes past the hour. And as I say, we always appreciate the phone calls. And we're talking this morning kind of about the industrial factory nature in Marion, Ohio for many, many years. Now, B.F. Goodrich, of course, is no longer over in Green Camp. Now, I remember for a while it was the Parker plant. I don't even know what's over there now. A building might be empty for all I know. But I think the Parker plant was in there through the early 2000s. Does anybody know if anything is operating over in that plant in Green Camp at this point? I know a lot of things have closed up in Green Camp. I know the bank that used to be in Green Camp is now part of the restaurant. And I've heard that you can eat in the what used to be the vault. And that was a really an old-time bank over in the Green Camp area. Has anybody been over there? I think it's the Berwick. It's now part of the Berwick restaurant. Has anybody been over to the Berwick recently in Green Camp and eaten in the vault? Do they allow you to eat in the vault? Is the bank that used to operate over there now just part of the restaurant? I've heard that, but I don't know if we've ever had that confirmed on the air. So a lot of questions on the table, talking about the Berwick, talking about the bank that used to be in Green Camp. Is there anything in the old Parker B.F. Goodrich plan over in Green Camp? What caused the Marion Power Shovel to close? Does anybody have any stories from the inside of Tecumseh? 740-383-9944. And I'm also interested in this big riot or disagreement that I know happened at a factory in Marion in the 60s. Now, yesterday I thought that was the Tecumseh plant, but maybe it wasn't Tecumseh. Maybe it was the shovel. Did the shovel ever have one of those big riots in town that dealt with the union and the people who work there? Was it the shovel that had the big riot in the 60s? We now know, thanks to one of our callers, that there was a union at the Marion Power Shovel. But I know there was some kind of a big disturbance, and I believe it was in, I'm going to say it was the 60s, because I've heard that newsreel before. I'm going to have to find out what I did with that newsreel. But there's a newsreel on this disturbance that happened in the 60s. Now, was it at the Power Shovel? I can't remember. Somebody will have to fill me in here. 740-383-9944. Give me a ring and help me figure it all out. It'll be interesting to learn together here. Also, if there's anything else in Marion, or a part of Marion history, or a part of the current Marion atmosphere that you would like to talk about, give me a call. We would love to hear that too. The calls are very interesting. You know, yesterday we were talking about the church that burned down on Pole Lane Road. And one thing we never talked about in regard to that church was, what kind of a church was that? When was that church last open? Now, I think the Marion Star article, when the church burned down, talked about what kind of a church that was and when it was last open. But I can't remember what the particulars were on that particular place. Maybe we'll find out. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Brandy at the Marion County Historical Society.
Oh, hey, Brandy, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Good. I was told I was supposed to call in and help with some history questions.
Yes, yes, we're here talking. We need some help. That is for sure.
Okay.
We're talking about the industrial history of Marion and mostly Tecumseh and the Power Shovel.
Okay.
Now, the Power Shovel closed in the 80s. Is that right?
That is incorrect.
They
actually closed officially in about 97, 98.
Oh, really? The late 90s?
Yes. They were. There were still a few employees there, and then they officially closed then. My dad actually worked up till the very end.
Really?
Yes.
Now, what was the reason they closed?
Well, they were acquired and changed hands several different times. And eventually the final owners were in Wisconsin and moving headquarters there. So it was essentially the business was moving.
Oh, that's very interesting. Now, Tecumseh, because one of the things that brought this up, Tecumseh mm-hmm. closed in 84.
Yes.
And there's a newsreel on YouTube about this from Channel 4 in Columbus where there's some video of the riots that went on in 83 that led to the closure in 84. Was there a manufacturing, I don't want to say riot, but disagreement in Marion that happened in the 60s like the Tecumseh riot in the 80s? Because I'm sure I heard a newsreel about this, but I can't remember if it was Tecumseh or if it was the shovel in the 60s.
Oh, that one's new to me.
Huh.
I was only aware, and that was because I kind of grew up during the time of Tecumseh, And so I remember that, but I never have heard of another altercation or similar occurrence prior to that. I know some of the various times different union facilities went on strike, I know that could be a little bit tense, but I'm not aware of something in the 60s. I'm going to have to go check that out.
Yeah, there was something, because I'm sure I've heard a newsreel from okay. Marion at that time. But, Tecumseh, there are a lot of people who've called in the last 2 days, and we've even had some former employees who've called in.
Right.
And not being an employee there, but being here during that time, what was the feeling toward Tecumseh as a place to work?
I only knew as a place to work that it was, good wages. A lot of people, from family members to friends' family members, worked there, and it provided a good lifestyle. So I don't think there was a lot of complaint that I was aware of. I know I was early teens, so a lot of times you didn't pay attention to that sentiment if it was being stated, but like I said, I know my grandfather worked there, and he never really complained about, I think that it was a good job and good wages at the time, but again, I wasn't supporting a family and trying to make my way, so I can't say honestly what that was.
Do you remember when this two-year period happened, 83-84, when the riots happened, which led to the closure? What was the feeling in the community at that point? Because that made the Columbus news at that point.
Yes. I think the feeling in the community, and something I remember seeing a lot of, and it's kind of a bittersweet and scary moment, because like I said, as a youth, you would see these bumper stickers that said, "The last one out of Marion, turn out the lights." And there was a lot of this, okay, it's going to close, and now everything's just going to shut down, and Marion's the last cause. And so I think there was a lot of just fear and trepidation from a community that really was very thriving and always bouncing back. And this was, I think it was a huge, huge shift in attitude in the community.
Now, that's that slogan, last one out, turn out the lights.
Uh-huh.
Where did that come from? Was that a community, or was that just kind of an inside thing? Where did that come from?
I honestly don't know. I just remember hearing it as a child, and then you would go into a store and see a bumper sticker, somebody would make the comment. I don't know if it was just something that people were saying at the time. I honestly don't know where it originated. I just know that when you're younger and you see that, you're thinking a whole town's going to pack up and just leave. And it was kind of a confusing sentiment to hear when you're younger and kind of naive to see that, because you live in this community that where your friends, your family, your life is. And to hear that, it was kind of sad to think that that was going to happen.
Well, it's interesting because I can't imagine, obviously, that would come from any kind of government official, so that was kind of
no.
an internal thing.
I think that was probably just somebody said something, and today something gets said on social media and it just becomes the statement of the day. So I think that was probably kind of a similar happening.
But there were bumper stickers.
Yes, I remember seeing them.
That's
it. It was kind of this just little slogan. I don't even remember if it was at a gas station and or where, but there were these little last one out of Marion. And I was as a kid, you're kind of flabbergasted thinking, what's going on? And you don't understand on the level of an adult what's really happening.
That's interesting. Now, has anybody ever turned in one of those bumper stickers to the Historical Society?
In my time there, I have not seen one. I don't know if there's something hidden in our archives. I've never really looked at our database to see.
That's,
now I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, that's an interesting. Is there anything?
I've got two challenges today.
For people out there who might be listening, is there any information on Tecumseh or the shovel at the Historical Society?
Well, this season we are actually celebrating our 50th anniversary, and we did highlight the Marion Power shovel quite heavily, because of our 50th anniversary and then the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, we highlighted the crawler transporter, which was built by the Marion Power Shovels. So we do have quite a display on that. And then in our industrial area, which is an area that highlights some of the industry in Marion, we do have some Tecumseh memorabilia there.
Oh, interesting. Before I let you go, Brandy, before our break, sure, at the top of the hour, give us an update on the Lynn School, which was hit by the automobile, the truck, a few months ago.
Sure. Right now, we are currently waiting on the EPA. Within the next week, they're supposed to start doing some digging where the truck sat. It had leaked diesel fuel. So they're going to have to clean up an area inside the school that is about 9 by 10 and dig about 2 feet deep to clean the soil out, because it does smell pretty bad in there. And then we're hopeful once that's completed, we can move forward and begin to rebuild. So
Great. It's
right now just waiting on the EPA to get the work done, and then we're going to move forward.
Perfect. Brandy, thanks for calling. I appreciate it
sure.
a lot. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Brandy from the Marion County Historical Society. That's great. Now you know about the Lynn School and some insight into the power shovel and some insight into Tecumseh. Now, does anybody have anything to add to that? We can take one more call this hour. We're going to do this next hour as well, so stay tuned after the break. But we can take one more call this hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have one of these bumper stickers, or does anybody know how that all happened? Last one out, turn out the lights. Because that's an interesting thing to me that would have happened in the 80s here in Marion, because we didn't have social media and we didn't have internet. So how this whole thing got mobilized and somebody went and actually created bumper stickers that people put on their cars or in gas stations or however that was. Do people remember this time? Last one out, turn out the lights. Does anybody remember that very well? 740-383-9944. We can take one more call this hour, but we're going to come back next hour and talk more about this. So don't go too far from where we are. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Oh, Martha, how are you?
I want to talk about whirlpool.
Oh, go ahead, Martha.
I love Whirlpool, Marion Power Shovel, Huber, and Tecumseh. We had wonderful, wonderful companies in Marion, Ohio. And my dance students' fathers all worked all over. Whirlpool came to Marion, and all of their people that worked at Whirlpool joined my dance club.
Oh, great.
And they helped us raise $90,000.
Well, Martha,
my sister's husband was head of maintenance at Whirlpool. And then Larry Wood, my first nephew, was head of Whirlpool. And that was when it first came here. When did Whirlpool come? What decade?
I think it was the 80s, Martha. 80s, I believe so.
I was sure glad when Whirlpool came.
I tell you, Martha,
and there's people here in Presidential. I saw a man yesterday with a great big Whirlpool on the back of his shirt.
Oh, well, that's great. Martha, we got to go to a break here, but stay tuned. We're going to come back in about 10 minutes, so keep listening.
I've had your radio on all night, 24 hours out of the day.
Well, I appreciate
it. I love what you talk about, Scott Spears.
Thank you, Martha. Stay
and
tuned.
Thank you again and again for my CDs you brought. Suzanne is coming on her way and going to see herself twirl in the Harding band.
Perfect. Thank you, Martha.
I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Martha Dowse, the one and only Queen of Dance. Hey, there's a piece of Marion history, the legendary Martha Dowse. We're going to break. We'll be back in about 15 minutes. Going to talk more about all this stuff, so stay tuned.
Real and worthwhile, but I would say I should have spent more time with my family, although now my son Mark is a documentary film producer in California. My daughter Kara show with me back in the early, about 10 years ago. But she has a couple of children, but I think probably I could have spent